Among the key words of the pandemic era, novel coronavirus, social distancing, and Zoom, the video meeting system that has facilitated everything from strategic planning to high school English to Thursday cocktail parties to weddings and funerals. Today, Zoom reports its profits, and ahead of that, its stock is down 2.5%. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Back in early March, Carnegie Mellon professor Michael Smith says Zoom was
a cute little video conferencing platform
that mostly workplaces used. Then came the COVID-19 crisis.
Now it's almost a verb.
The company has seen a huge surge in users since the pandemic hit, with 300 million daily Zoom meeting participants now. Seems like Zoom is everywhere.
I don't think it was thought of like this in its infancy.
That's Ian Greenblatt with J.D. Power. Rapid growth has meant occasional slowdowns and security issues like Zoom bombing. And John Freeman with CFRA says Zoom has to figure out
how can they lock people into using their application longer term?
Third Bridge analyst Scott Kessler says there's a lot of competition out there from the likes of Google, Microsoft, and Facebook.
They're all focused on a whole host of other things. Zoom seems to be squarely focused on the opportunity at hand.
So that's one advantage Zoom has. It really only does one thing. And we all know what that is. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.